And what about somebody who's 80 or something, you know, who still does all his own
work? He still percolates all right according to his age. He still does lots of work according to his age.
What about an old woman who's maybe 85 or something?
Yeah.
Still gets all the work done. You say, well, she's mighty.
Mighty thrifty.
And would that mean that, what would that mean? When you said that she was thrifty.
Well, she's much strong and stout at her age.
Get by her, sit by herself?
Yeah.
Would you ever, you know, say she was, would you ever use that talk about young people? You know, would you say they were thrifty? Or?
Well, you would do. A person young is supposed to be thrifty. But some of them are not, you know. Some of them are dumb and slow. But some of them are thrifty. Energetic.
Well, what about pert? Would you ever say she's pert?
What?
Would you ever say an old person was pert?
Well, I don't know.
Well, what about if you know, your daughter said, you know, she was going to be here at 10 o'clock and she wasn't here, you know, and it was already 10:30, you'd say, well, I'm beginning to feel just a little...
uneasy about her.
And what about if it was, you know, it was 12 o'clock and she still wasn't here, you'd say...
I don't know what's happened to her. I better call and see.
You say, I'm what? That she's been stopped by the police or something?
I've been disappointed.
Well, what about if you were driving along and you know, and the police came behind you, you know, they, with the light flashing?
Yeah.
Because you were speeding or something?
Yeah.
What would you say?
He wants me to stop.
When you were a child, were you ever afraid to walk past like a dark place in the road or something?
No, I wasn't afraid.
Was anybody like afraid to pass a graveyard at night or something?
No, it's sort of human-like to pass a graveyard at night, but I'm one that wasn't. I'd go to the graveyard at night, pass by the graveyard at night.
What?
But there's some neighbors that live beyond the graveyard have to pass by every night. I don't know what they compass. Suspicious or not, but I didn't.
Why were they afraid?
I don't know, unless they think gonna be ghosts or something like that, you know, around the graveyard.
Well, were you ever afraid just for a little while?
No, there was.
Did some people like that all the time?
Some people like that all the time, yes.
How do you say they are? They act what?
They act like a fool or contrary as devil.
Well, if you were, if they were just afraid just for a few minutes, like if they were walking along and they heard a loud noise,
yeah,
scared just for a minute, that you'd say that they were just what? For just a little while.
They were scary.
And if I was talking about somebody, you know, I might say, well, I don't know why she's afraid now, cause she, what, in the past, you know, cause she.
She wasn't in the past.
So you say she wasn't?
Yeah, I say she wasn't in the past.
And what would you call somebody like who you know, who might leave his apartment and leave his money out on the table and just leave the door open, just forget about it? That kind of person would be what? Mighty
mindless.
Or would you ever use another word like
careless?
Well, what about if you were talking about an old person who sort of had funny ways, you know, just people, you might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie or, you know, somebody like that, you know, but, or, you know, she's just a little bit...
Peculiar. Peculiar.
Would you ever use another word there to describe how she was?
Well, not that I know of. Mighty picayunish.
Well, now... What about a word like queer? Would you ever use that?
Queer. You use the word queer.
And give a few examples, you know, how you'd use that word. You know.